So welcome to the Meaningful for Jobs podcast season three. I'm your host, Adrian, and today we're extremely honored to welcome Susan Gray, who is from Volunteer, to talk a little bit about their corporate culture and her own career. So how are you, Susan? Hope you're well.
I'm doing great. Thank you.
So before we talk a little bit about your company, Volunteer, can you tell us, your career path up to now and what brought you to this point?
Great question. So my career has been focused in terms of talent acquisition and talent attraction almost since I got out of college. I have the great fortune of being in a career where I make a positive impact in people's lives through helping them invest their most important asset, or important, piece of their life, which is their time, and ensuring they're getting what they want at the time they invest. My career has three major spokes, or four, I should say. The first, I started with a what is known as, an employment agency or search firm. I then went on to be an entrepreneur and built my own successful search firm, specializing in sales recruitment in the technology industry. I, then joined my largest customer, which was Hewlett-Packard, which had a number of different companies, and was with them as they grew and merged, acquired, divested a number of different companies, starting in as more of a recruiter, but also in various talent acquisition leader positions, inclusion, diversity, equity leadership, as well as leading our public sector services recruitment and helping build out a sourcing program. And very excited and love the company with Volunteer, where I globally lead our talent acquisition and attraction efforts. We are just celebrated our 3-year anniversary.
That's great.
Yeah, and it's very exciting working, across the globe to find great talent, but also find talent that wants to have work with meaning, where they're building a more sustainable future.
So, I guess the first thing I immediately picked up upon was the entrepreneurial bit that you talked about, because I don't think it's a typical career path where people maybe get a job, then immediately move on to entrepreneurship, but then move back into the corporate world. So can you tell us maybe what the factors, driving this decision, to move back to the corporate world?
Yeah, great question. I think when you're part of a consulting firm or, a search firm, it's more transactional. Your goal is finding, talent, in the right time at the right place and working with multiple clients. So it's very much more of a transactional service. Being part of a larger company, you get to be far more involved with the strategy and the vision and the impact. So you're more involved with the end-to-end ecosystem of, the employee. So I think it was that ability to jump in and make a difference across the ecosystem. Yeah. The toughest part being, when you're successful entrepreneurially, you earn a great deal of money, as a company, it's more controlled, but, it is interesting. And, I'm very fortunate that I've worked with amazing people along the way, every step of the journey.
So, you said you started out in the recruitment side of things. And, a lot of people I've heard, including myself, who've been a recruiter before, know how tough it is, because there are lots of, I guess, key performance indexes that you need to hit, and you need to make sure that your company earns money. But, as you alluded to just now, moving back within a company gives you that bit of human touch, I guess. So,
right.
If let's say somebody listening wants to get into HR, how would you advise them? Should they immediately go to a recruitment firm, a recruitment agency, or move in-house as an HR, you think?
It's a great question. I think a lot of it really is dependent upon what you like to do. I think, as you think about job families, for people not, aware of that term, like those broader areas, it really is understanding what makes you happy and what part of the role, you enjoy. If you think about recruiting, there's so many different aspects, right? There's the advertising part, the talent attraction and branding, and how I communicate. There's the sourcing, which someone, you know, that may have more of an introverted personality, but love playing with, you know, different search terms and prompts and such may enjoy. So I really think it's understanding not only what brings you happiness and energy, but what size company you want to work for, what environment, you know, and what's important to you in the career. You know, and I think it's all what you make of it, but it's that magic, right? What are you looking for? What makes you happy? And then looking at the roles and what it is they have you doing.
I see. Yeah. So in terms of setting up your business, would you say it was quite a big challenge to move from being employed to having your own company? Or is it quite natural for you, you think?
It's a great question. So having worked for an agency, you know, that was a startup initially, it was all calling, right?
The jump is an aspect then, right? Because it's from a startup to your own company, which...
Oh, exactly. Exactly. Yeah. You know, so I didn't even realize I was selling when I was selling, but it was, you know, cold calling, you know, literally, you know, individuals and finding out if they had hiring needs and then, you know, cold calling, you know, to find candidates and then working to schedule the interviews and, you know, bring the two to closure to, you know, it made sense. So, you know, I was very fortunate, you know, when I think about life, you know, I had my first child when I jumped into business for myself. One of my clients, you know, asked for my help, you know, and, you know, started with that and built a very successful practice. I think what you realize in recruiting, unlike other fields, you have multiple stakeholders that are your clients, right? The candidates, you know, do people trust you to do right by them? You know, you just trying to squeeze them into and, you know, something that's not a fit, or are you trying to help them with fit? The companies, are you listening? Are you sending them the right talent for what they need? And it's that balance of doing right by both, you know, that is so key when you're in that type of role.
So in terms of the meaning of work, how would you try and find meaning in the work you do aside from the money? Because, you know, as you said that, you know, in the recruitment industry in particular, the human touch could be lacking a bit. So how do you, kind of find meaning in the work you do aside from just the money you get?
It's a great question. I very, you know, early in my career, and I think, you know, that agency I work with, you know, we really dived in to get to know the person first. And I think as we look at AI and all the tools out there, we should never forget that you can't understand somebody by looking at what school they've gone to, what companies they work for, what their titles are. So I think it's always starting with understanding the person. And it's going back to your initial question.
Yeah.
What do they enjoy doing? What do they want to be doing? What's important to them? What culture do they want to be working with? It's that human touch. And, you know, in recruiting, you're so fortunate in talent. If you do it right, you are helping somebody invest time, you know, to get the financial rewards they're looking for, the career development they're looking for. And if you think about it, if I think about myself, some of my best friendships and relationships and the global network I have is a result of what I've done from a work standpoint. But I think the other part that's so exciting is helping people grow their careers, mentoring, sponsoring, helping them look at themselves in a different light. We are so fortunate in talent, you know, the talent field is we help people, you know, attain where it is they want to go. How many other people can say that? It's almost like we take the key and unlock.
Really? Well, maybe if you are like a therapist.
Exactly. But, well, you're kind of have not to be a lot therapist,
of, not a
right?
Lot of fields. Yeah, you're right. Yeah. So, well, actually, you know, going back a little bit, what made you get into HR? Was it because you always took an interest in people, or was it because of something else, you think?
It's a great question. I think I fell into it, you know, but I've never looked back. You know, I never get tired of learning from people. asking questions, understanding how they got to be where they are, understanding through continuous learning what they did that they've learned from that has helped them get to the next level, sharing in their successes and helping them get to the next point. You know, how fortunate are you in the recruiting or talent acquisition world that you can go beyond looking at someone to really get to know them and yeah. how they built their career path and how they built success in their lives.
And I guess it's like doubly satisfying when you get the trust of someone who you didn't know before. And, you know, guiding somebody in their career is quite a major thing, you know, for a lot of people, right? Because you don't get to live twice. So the satisfaction that you get from, you know, being a recruiter, how do you then translate that into your current corporate roles, you think?
You know, I think it's doing, you know, in my corporate roles, it's really, you know, helping ensure that we're bringing in the right people and that we're not only bringing in the right people externally, but, you know, one of the key areas I'm working on right now is how do we help our current employees have, you know, have the career growth, career enhancement, be able to look at different opportunities. So I think it's that end-to-end journey. And, you know, how do you build, my favorite word of the, you know, the year is belonging. How do you build that sense of belonging so that you understand other people's perspectives and build best in class, but continually iterate and innovate, you know? Mm-hmm.
So yeah, you know, talking a little bit about your corporate role, Vontier, can you tell us, you know, what it's like working for Vontier and what's in it for people to join?
It's a great question. So if I look at our, you know, who we are, right? We're enabling the way the world moves. And one of the most exciting parts about working for a new company, because we have some very old companies and some very new companies, is really rethinking the way we do things. You know, we're in mobile tech and alternative energy, and we have a, you know, CEO very committed to sustainability and making the world a better place. So it's so exciting to work for a company that has a unique mix of industrial tech, you know, manufacturing. We, you know, manufacture gas pumps, but also we do biofuels. We do, you know, the next generation, how electrical charging and hydrogen works. So as far as why join a company like Vontier, it is flat. There is a great opportunity to work with amazing people across the globe and to really have the challenge of building next, you know, which is extremely exciting. The other piece that I find that I so enjoy is the utilization of Kaizens and Miro boards, for those not familiar with that, but bringing to other people across the organization to not come to the table with solutions, but asking the right questions to understand what the problems are and developing solutions together. So it's it's quite exciting, if you will, because it really is a culture where we are, you know, challenged with innovating and working together to make positive change.
So how do you think people working for Vontier, how can they make a positive impact on society through their work?
It's a great question. So I think there's that's such a multi-level question, right? You know, I think, you know, as you think about it as global citizens more than ever, you know, there is, we just released our sustainability report. So I think part of it is, you know, technology-centric, product-centric, it's really coming to the table with innovations that are going to help our environment, is are going to help empower people and such like that. So it's what solutions can we develop to better do things in the future? So that's from a business product standpoint. From a, you know, employee standpoint, I think there's really the opportunity to the difference we make in our community. So the company has a huge focus in terms of a, and we call it Vontier Cares, but making a difference in our communities. We recently participated, you know, so many companies, we do a lot of charity events and heart walks and such like that, but really making, you know, a positive difference with different nonprofits and giving our, you know, teams the opportunity to volunteer and make a difference. And I think it's building a support system as well, that word belonging. Mm-hmm. So we hold employee, we have several employee resource groups, but we do look at one of our major programs is the Journey to Allyship. And when you think about allyship, it's how incredibly fortunate are we that we are in a culture where we're asked to understand what it's like to be in somebody's shoes. Mm-hmm. But there's also a huge look at intersectionality in looking at where experiences are similar. So that's exciting. Another huge area of focus is mental wellness. Mm-hmm. So really understanding, you know, that balance. Last week we had Safety Week and a huge piece of it was mental wellness. One of the activities was a meditation session. So it's how do you bring those elements in to give individuals not just what you produce from a work standpoint, but providing a good balanced life.
Well, yeah, I think that's a really important thing you touched upon, because mental health can be overlooked quite a bit sometimes. And a lot of, I think, you know, Gen Zs, millennials, they're looking for a workplace with, you know, good mental health benefits. So, you know, on another question related to mental health, you know, there might be people at the moment who might be suffering at their work. They might not know which career path to take, or even if they have a job, they might not like their, let's say, their colleagues or bosses. You know, if you were in their shoes, how would you advise them to choose the career path, whether to stay in their company or to move to a new company or even a new industry?
I think that's a great question, and I don't think it has a simple answer.
Yeah, it's a, well, I intentionally asked a bit of a more complex question, I guess.
Yeah. No, I think it's a great one. So I think a huge piece is understanding the root cause, you know, and, yeah. You know, and I think so many times, you know, if you do the research and such like that, so it's understanding what is causing somebody to not feel good, you know. And are there trigger mechanisms, you know, so is it too much work, you know, so is it, you know what I mean? Too much is being expected, yeah, with unrealistic deadlines. Is it the manner in which you're spoken to? Is it, you know, unrealistic goals? So I think you've got to dive into that one a little bit deeper. Mm-hmm. One of the things we have, as so many companies have, is we have a very strong program where, you know, if you do want to speak to somebody, there is, you know, an employee assistance number you can call and, you know, spend, you know, time visiting with someone. But the other thing we've done, and, you know, I'll give you a great example. We recently did a program in July with two of my very favorite people in the world, but it was a program. We have a ERG called My Abilities that focuses on, you know, mental health and well-being and just, you know, abilities versus disabilities, and then veterans. And we combine those. And we talked about traumatic stress or post-traumatic stress disorder, which so many people suffer from, not just that have served, but as a result of COVID and even what's going on in the world now. And there's so many different ways you can deal with it, right? Meditation, yoga. So we had someone come in from Connected Warriors to talk about yoga and mindfulness. And we also had another individual come in to talk about how she had used extreme sports like triathlons and mountain climbing, she climbed the Matterhorn, to deal with stress. So I think a lot of it is, there, you know, similar to a career, there's no right career. There's no right way to deal with mental anguish. So it's understanding your triggers and what causes you to feel better.
Well, I think that's a great answer, because, you know, not an easy question, but yeah, a lot of people might think that quitting is the right answer to every problem in the workplace. But, you know, in real life, this might not be the best option sometimes. So, just lastly, before we end this, for people who would like to join your company, what are some of the people you're looking for? And can you tell us a little bit about the recruitment process as well?
Oh, great question. Thank you for asking. So I highly recommend you follow us on LinkedIn. It's VONTIER. Go to our career site,
I'll
careers.vont.
include this in our episode description as well.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah, no, don't worry about this at all.
Yeah. So from the number one thing I would suggest is to review what's open. We hire for a wide variety of roles. They include everything from high-level strategy, people and talent, finance, if you're into alternative energy, hydrogen engineer, so you name it, we probably are hiring for it, and we do hire globally, which is quite exciting. And we are truly global in terms of the countries we are focused in. The number one step is to apply. If your background is aligned to what we're hiring for, there is a phone video interview. Then we'll have an interview with the hiring leaders and a team. We do competency-based interviewing and then an offer. And hopefully, we bring you on board and you work with us to build a better tomorrow.
Well, so there you have it. So, well, thanks so much, Susan, for coming to my podcast. I hope you enjoyed it. And yeah, for people who are interested in applying to volunteer, I'll include this in the episode link. And please do follow, subscribe the Meaningful Jobs podcast, and we'll see you in the next episode.
Thank you so much for including me.